Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Over in John chapter 5, there's a story of a fella that's laying by a pool with a bunch of other diseased people, and it's a place called a pool at Bethesda. Now, all these folks that are disabled are lying around the pool because they're waiting to get into the pool to be healed, but you have to get there at a certain time. There's two kinds of people that are waiting, folks that are waiting because you have to, and folks that are waiting because they want to. Now, the people around the pool waited because they had to. They needed to bathe in the healing waters. One guy had waited years and years to be healed, but when approached by Jesus, the man found himself being asked, "Do you want to get well?" Well, the answer is yes. Today, my friend, whatever your great need is, Jesus wants to walk by you as you are laying by this metaphorical pool of Bethesda, and he asks you, "How can I heal you? Do you want to be healed?" So today, let this be your prayer. God, today, the one thing I need you to deliver in my life to heal me with is, and then you finish that sentence. And now, let the Lord speak truth into your life. I was on the phone with a fellow the other day, and I said, maybe what you need to do is learn how to train yourself to know when it is God's voice. So my friend, today, train yourself that when your mind begins to wander in this time of meditation, let yourself be able to say, "Lord, I want to be healed. Lord, I want to be healed." Let it be as a mantra to keep you centered and focused on God's direction, His peace, and His power for your life. "Lord, I want to be healed." I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back to close this out in just a few moments. Well, the world is a hospital, isn't it? The person who's in the most robust health today might be struck before the setting of the sun with a disease like coronavirus. And in the midst of life, we are in death. Life is a perpetual crisis, and it can be snapped at any moment. And this is why we are to be a blessed servant of Christ, directed by His peace, His power, and direction. So thank you for joining me in that journey, receiving peace, power, and direction in your weekday meditation. God bless you, friend. Have the greatest day ever.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.